Hello and welcome to Experience Share! My name is Orthring.
Orthworm? Is it Orthworm?
Orthworm.
That one's lazy. Your name was good. The name of the Pokemon is lazy, I would say.
Name of the Pokemon is lazy. Design of the Pokemon is quite charming, in my opinion. Maybe you disagree. He's like a little bendy bus earthworm.
I'm not yucking it, but I'm not calling it a sweetie. I'll say that.
I didn't call it a sweetie. I said I was charmed.
It's a little charming. The big one is charming. I guess we shouldn't spoil the whole thing.
AKA Tanner Greenring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Fielibolt.
Fielibolt, that's top tier.
AKA Joshua Fielstad. Welcome to the show, bug catchers. Welcome to the show.
Hola.
Fielibolt, let's start our journey where we left off last week, where I left off last week. You left me in the cold. This is where I carried you.
That's right.
There's one set of footprints leading into the dark star base.
Ominous.
Team star base.
Yeah.
And that is where I carried you because you refused to join me on our trip last week. But it sounds like you've gone back.
Yeah, I cleaned up my act. I think we're finally synced up this episode.
So here I am standing at the gate, Esteban Umano. I am Steve Human's Paldean cousin. I am hanging with my buds. We all go to this prestigious academy, Naranja. It's way better than whatever your academy was. What's yours? Banana?
Uva.
Uva. Egg?
Her? Hey, I was rewatching Independence Day this last weekend.
Yeah.
Did you know that Egg is Bill Pullman and Mary McConnell's daughter?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Bobby pointed that out. And I was like, what? And then you're
you
like,
you think Bobby's just making shit up?
No, but then you take it in and you're like, oh, it is Plant. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. I'm here with my buddies and there's these ruffians who I think are actually pretty great. And I want to kind of get into business with. And you know what? When you walk around Naranja Academy, a lot of the students are like, have you heard of these Team Star guys? They're pretty rad.
Yeah, I feel like...
And it's like, yeah, I agree.
I feel that Esteban Umano probably backslid a little bit more this week, is what I would expect, down the dark path. Or maybe, I mean, I have some comments when we get to the fire team star base.
He's like rolling up his like white shirts. He's like wearing like leather jackets now. He's slicking back his hair. He's got a new team member.
Putting on that dumb helmet and the star glasses.
I'm good at it. Did you just see? You looked away while I was doing it. Criminal. I just did it so well.
Oh, you're better at it than me. I was going to say, I didn't notice it at the dark team star base. At the fire base, the guard does the team star emblem. And I didn't know if that was only them.
Salute, yeah.
They've got a sassy little gesture where they make a star with their hands.
It's like the Triple H crotch chop, but it like has a star in it too.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It was very good, and that definitely got some bonus points in Don Joey's book.
So there's a bell. Here I am. There's a guy called Giacomo.
Giacomo Bay.
He's like, I run this base. I'm like a delinquent student of Naranja Academy. And I run this little outfit. And I was like, well, I would like to run the outfit, actually, please. So I rang a little doorbell they had to be like, I'd like to submit my application as ruler of this squad. They made me prove myself by doing this thing where you have to choose three Pokemon from your party, and you have to run into the base, and you have to throw... We did this twice this week, so we may as well just talk about both, because they're the same experience. It's like a little mission, mini game.
Yeah.
So you run in. The first base we did was a dark type, Giacomo. The second base we did was a fire type base.
With Mila?
Mela.
Mela?
Mela. Sorry, are you saying Melly? Did you have a different...
So, one of the other Team Star leaders calls her Melly, like as a colloquialism.
Little fun nickname.
At the end of... We'll get into those, but at the end of the battles, when you take down their boss, you get a flashback to, like, the origins of Team Star, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of cutscenes in this game. When we were getting on... to record today, I opened up my notes and I opened up my Switch to put like my levels in and stuff and realized that I was locked into the beginning of the cutscene having just beaten Mella.
Yeah.
And it's a long way out of that cutscene. They really like get you locked into a cutscene because it's like first you got to get through all the Mella stuff and then you get out of the base and then like there's this guy called Clive.
Yeah.
We should talk about Clive.
Cassiopeia calls you. Like, there's the alt teen who we saved from that the bullying in the beginning is now like a
like,
mule.
Here's a bunch of materials. And it's like, what am I doing with these materials? I have so many of these. Like, stop giving me these. I don't know what to
do.
Well,
it's to make TMs, although I would say I still have not been enticed enough to actually make a TM. And there's so many that you just find in the overworld that it's like,
yeah, I've got a ton.
I have so many.
Anyway, here I am.
Do we want to talk about Clive?
Let's talk about Clive, because he sort of gets you on your way in. The mechanic of this little mini sort of mission in the games is you go in, you have three Pokemon, you have to use the Pokemon to battle a bunch of like low-level grunt Pokemon that are just sort of infesting the map.
And they're, you know, whatever.
So you, like, send them out and they just do, like, karate.
Puchinas, or, you know.
It's not like a normal Pokemon.
Growliths, depending on the base type.
Yeah. But you gotta be a little careful about it, because if you, like, send out the guy who's hurt too much, you can kind of decide who goes out and in what order.
Yeah, and they just auto-attack, so you have no control over what the Pokemon do. You can only control what order they come out in. And if they get KO'd, there's like soda machines around that you can resurrect them.
So you do all that. That's how you get through the base and then you beat the boss. But before you can even get in, you're confronted by this like hip cat.
Yeah.
This like real cool like hipster dude.
Smooth operator.
Like an older student of the academy called Clive. With a cool, like, pompadour haircut, really cleaned up look.
Yeah, kind of a thin Johnny Bravo. Is that a good?
Yeah.
Good reference? People get that one these days?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's Clavel, the director of
Academy. You think so?
Well, he never comes out and says it.
He has cool glasses, similarly.
But he's pretty invested in kind of, like, rooting out these Team Star bases. He wants to get these kids back on like the right track.
And his first line that he says to you when he saunters up outside the dark Team Star base is, "I'm Clive, a normal academy student just like you. Nothing more, nothing less," which is very Jackie Daytona, normal human bartender, if you watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, of course.
After all that nonsense on Staten Island, I cut loose to Pennsylvania. Because it sounded like Transylvania. And we all know that sounds cool. I infiltrated the township posing as your average American Yankee Doodle dandy. And I took over Lucky Brew's Bar and Grill. The previous owner, he mysteriously disappeared because I killed him. Drinks on the house!
I think he's probably Clavel. I won't look up on Bulbapedia Clive so I don't get spoiled, but I think you know, adult men who have played all these other games, I think we have a pretty good handle on the kind of twists that might be going on here. And I would say pretty confidently that Clive is Clavel. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So he sort of enlists us. He's like, actually, just go in there and like, don't try to be the boss of the place. I know you really want to. And I know you want to have your own Team Star boss. But like, trust me on this one. Just kind of like clean up in there and disband.
Get in and get out.
It'll be better in the long run if we just do that. So that's what I've done it twice now. And the first time against Giacomo was really easy.
Yeah, that one was easy.
But there's one thing that kind of ties the Team Star bases together, and it's that they all seem to share a really incredible Pokemon named Reverum.
The Starmobile form.
The Starmobile form, and it's all tricked out, and it looks great. And I think it's implied after the cutscene of Mele that maybe it's a haunted car and it's sort of infesting all of their minds and taking them over and turning them bad.
Yeah, they had in that flashback, they allude to and probably aptly named Operation Star.
Yeah.
Something we don't know what that operation was about yet, but I think it has to do with these cars because I know that last week Esteban was pretty hell-bent on trying to get one of these cars. I don't know that you can get the Starmobile form, but I will be curious to find out if he did at least
get one of these.
One of the little cars. What's the baseline?
Vroom.
Vroom, yeah.
I don't have one. No, I'm actually, Esteban's pretty young. He looks mature and capable, but he's not driving age yet. So.
Oh, got it. That's too bad.
He wouldn't be able to drive a car anyway. He does get a lot of rides from Donna Baker in her car.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
She can drive.
Good for her.
All right. Anything else you want to say about Giacomo and Mele?
No, just because we're covering their background, I guess it's worth pointing out Giacomo is a DJ. And
oh, yeah.
He
wears it well. He's sort of like a mopey goth. Is that right? Am I remembering him correctly?
He seems like a maybe post-punk DJ. I don't know what his like vibe is.
Let me get a look at him again.
What is he playing out of this Starmobile? You know, is it like New Order remixes, or is it like Patrick Cowley and like Arthur Russell?
Yeah.
Like,
what am I getting from him? He's got such an interesting look, such an odd look.
Or is he just doing? Like, is he, like, putting out Gaga and Sabrina Carpenter and that kind of thing?
Okay, interesting. Here's what I'm seeing. I found some concept art of him, and it's got buttoned-up school-time Giacomo, where he's, like, a cleaned-up, suited-up student, and he looks like a real pill. So I think there's, like, a dark... It's probably, like, industrial, like, dark kind of, like, trance, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Like the dark stuff.
Dark-sided.
That they play at like vampire bars or whatever.
Are there vampire bars?
That you see in like the underworld movies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, vampires are going to be a theme in this episode.
That's where he's DJing.
Yeah. And he went to the dark side after apparently he was student body president at UVA Academy or Naranja. And he resigned in disgrace because... He imposed a bunch of stuffy rules on everyone. One of the Team Star leaders quoted one being, male students' hair must stray no further than 1.8 inches below the nape. And so I guess they threw him out of office.
All right, I think this guy's probably actually like super into like fascist aesthetics instead, you know? And that's the kind of stuff he's like. He's going to like some real dark like pride parties, but not like the good pride.
Yeah, more of like a rally.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting from him now.
Yeah.
All right, I don't like him anymore.
No, I liked Mela, though.
Mela almost undid me. Seeing your levels on the level check sheet that we share, I'm realizing my levels are probably a little low for Mela, but she almost undid me. She was almost at my undoing.
Wait, was it the chaos part where you're just hucking Pokemon out, or the battle with her? Yeah, I did struggle with the the Starmobile was tough.
Yeah, her Starmobile, like I had nothing good against it, and every move it had one hit KO'd almost all of my Pokemon. Well, we'll get to it. What are we doing? Oh, here, we're talking about it right now. So Charcadet, my fire type, had nothing effective against Reverum, but it was the only one who could shoulder any hits from Reverum. So it was just this grueling, like
fire versus fire.
Just fire versus fire. Yeah. Like heal, like just doing minimal amounts of damage to one another until I could heal and then like continue to grind Starmobile down. What a Pokemon. Woo! Hard to beat, nice to look at, rad as hell, corrupts children.
Yeah, it's like they made these and then the Starmobiles seemingly corrupted
took
them.
Over. Yeah, it's like the One Ring.
Yeah, it is the One Ring. The reveal after the battle with Mela is she's called rude by her colleagues.
Oh, she is rude. She punched me in the face. You take a little photo with them when you beat them.
Yeah.
And in her photo, she is taken mid-punch as she punches Esteban Humano right in the face.
Girl boss.
Girl boss, it hurt. That sucks. And then like it just like ends the cutscene. It like goes back from the photo and it's like, here's your TM.
Right.
That's what you get for beating a fucking star base. A star badge.
She says in the flashback, you're trying to flesh out, you know, what happened to these Team Star leaders, and that she only was rude because all of the cool girls at UVA Academy, or Noranha, I guess, would make fun of her. And she says it's because they were jealous of her good looks. So she was being bullied. And I suspect
it's like a roller coaster.
There might be a theme with these leaders being bullied.
I was like on her side for a second. What does the star badge even get us now that we have two of them?
I don't know. I think we just get a bunch of crap from that alt teen. I don't know what we get. So we know that there is a big boss that was leading Team Star 18 months ago, and that person disappeared. So I suspect after we complete the 5 Team Star bases, there's going to be another reveal of whoever the big boss is.
It seems like all we really get is the TMs. The only thing meaningful we get from these star bases is the TMs and the gains, the experience gains.
It's a lot of work to get Flame Charge.
I have one Pokemon who can learn, and they already know it. And it's their worst move. I just use it to speed up Charcadet when I need to.
Oh, and speaking of Charcadet, that Clive brings Mella, it seems like her old Pokemon, which was a Charcadet, and its name was Charlos.
You like Clive?
No, I just like the name Charlos was funny.
Okay. I like Charlos too.
Like Carlos, but it's Charlos.
I'm hesitant to like engage with Clive because I feel like he's deceiving me.
No, and now that I'm thinking about how they have a secret big boss, I'm concerned that it might be Clive, and then I'm doubly concerned that, as we predicted, or you, I think, specifically on the first episode, is it like, oh, is Clavel slash maybe Clive going to end up being a big baddie? And it just seems so trite. But now I'm concerned that that's starting to look like what the situation might be.
Clavel is also such an interesting character because it's like, it's hard to like, he feels so above it all, you know? It's like, am I supposed to like treat him like a Dumbledore character? But then he's like a oafish idiot who like wears Waldoing you in the like, yeah. Lavencia City Gym Challenge. So yeah. It's like, can't quite get a read on this guy. He's a tough one.
Yeah.
Enigmatic. I think the big boss is honestly River Room, and that's going to be so rad.
Oh, just an even bigger Starmobile.
Yeah. Like a truck.
Sentient.
An 18 wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Like some twisted metal shit.
Here we are out in the Eastern. You know what? It's an open world, and the game is like, we're going to name things in such a confounding way that there's no meaningful way that you, Tanner Greenring and Josh Fjellstad, Orthring and Fjellibolt,
yeah.
Tanner Orthring and Josh Fjellibolt can reasonably convey to your listeners where you are at any given time.
No, it's a real struggle.
But we are in something called Eastern Province Area 2.
Yeah, I believe it's
They're like,
Area
hey,
2.
You got to head out to Eastern Province Area 2 now. And I was like, great. Let me open up the map. And the map is like, well, this is Eastern Province Area 1. And that's Western Province Area 3.
Yeah.
But you want to go down here. And keep in mind that the map reorients every time you like do anything. So, a moment ago, you were looking right at Eastern and Province Area 2, but a moment later, you're looking at, like, Western Section Bebop 5.
The fact that you can scroll the whole map, and then you go over to, like, oh, I want to go over here, and you can set a destination, at least, but, like, the fact that every time you open the map back up, it just recenters on you is, like, terrible design.
So confusing. I wish they just gave things names like they did.
Well, how hard is
games.
It to just call area Eastern Province Area 2, call it Lavencia Grasslands? Fucking
exactly.
How hard is that?
Yeah. Yeah. You did it in the last game that we played.
Yeah.
You did it in Arceus. Everything at it. It was like Bogwood Mire. Like, great. I know where that,
that
is.
That sounds
now,
good. That know? Wasn't one. But look, you just came up with that in 1 second.
Like, I got it. I knew where to go. But I don't in we're headed to Eastern. Sorry, everyone. We're headed to Eastern Province Area 2.
It's just east of Artisan. And we have to head east and then north to get to Lavencia. And that Team Star Firebase is in the middle of this. But we already talked about that.
Donna asked if we could run out here and pick up her car. It was like the movie Dude, Where's My Car? We were both stoned. We were like, oh, we were so drunk last night. Or stone now, we have to find the car. Where is it? And speaking of charming Pokemon, while we were out here looking for Donna's car, a little sweetie, Tanny's sweetie this week.
Ooh.
Came shooting by on the map. Just a little scooter. Just bopping by. And its name is Varum. And it shouldn't be any surprise. I think Varum and Revarum are probably my new favorite Pokemon. They're so rad.
That's what it seems like. Been talking about them basically every episode.
The way they scoot around the map so quickly is very cute.
It's delightful.
They're just shooting around, just having their little races.
I'll say this, because of a DQ that I'll get to in this area too as well, Varum is Joshy's sweetie also.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What a little cutie, right?
It's a delight. It scoots around. Its little exhaust or whatever. I don't know how an engine works, but it's like exhaust mouth is cute.
Honk, honk.
The eye's funny. It scoots around. Yeah.
Steel poison. Yeah, it's just a little cutie.
Cool combo.
Yeah, and that's what Donna's car is. So we did pick up Donna's car.
Beep, beep. Here she comes.
Beep, beep.
Here comes Donna.
So I'm glad we made it out here. It was nice.
So
nice to have wheels.
I mentioned the DQ for the sweetie qualification. There's coastal area that you can get to out in area two. And if you go down to the beach, you can see a lot of action.
Tell me more.
There's going to be a couple of Pokemon that I'm going to talk about here. One of them was so cute. It's some Lisa Frank bullshit.
Oh, the dolphin.
Finizen.
Oh, the dolphin.
Just like tailor-made to be a sweetie is what you would
Why
think.
Why is it de-cute? It was so cute.
It's because Don Joey caught one.
Maybe I could have one on my team because dolphins have human-like intelligence. Does that make sense? Because I'm pretty weak against fire, I'm discovering.
Well, I also, because I looked it up for this episode. I saw that its evolved form has a hero form, and it's a little human-y.
Ooh.
It's also a little, like, distressing looking.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Look at his, like, buff. He's like a buff. It's like a buff dolphin.
Yeah.
Kind of posing heroically. That's a guy.
That's a guy.
Wow. I'm feeling good about that.
So I think you could do this, but let me tell you this. Because I think this should be part of its...
Palafin.
Part of your calculus. Palafin...
It's a pal.
...is the evolved form of Finizen. And the reason that Finizen, despite
Finizen,
its looks...
It's a citizen! God, this is a man. This is a man.
Yeah, it's Denizen. Denizen of Paldea. But the issue with Finizen is it's Pokedex entry, so it's a Pokechex yourself. And the reason that it is not Joshy's sweetie, despite its looks, is that its entry in Violet is...
Uh-oh. Am I not going to want it?
I don't think you're going to love this.
Because we're really just looking for chill ladies and dudes to join the team, you know?
Its water ring is made from seawater mixed with a sticky fluid that Finizen secretes from its blowhole.
Mine doesn't say
and
that.
And then now I'm seeing Scarlet, and it says it likes playing with others of its kind using the water ring on its tail. And the water ring is made from a sticky fluid. Playing with others with its sticky fluid. So, unfortunately, I can't make Finizen a sweetie.
I don't like it. I don't love it. Honestly, it's not the vibe we're going for. In Esteban Humano's team, and I'm like thinking about the
That's
like.
That's not the type of playing they want to do.
I'm thinking about like who's going to sit where in Donna's car, and it's like no one's going to want to sit next to the sticky guy.
He's secreting everywhere?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well.
So sorry, Finizen. Close.
I understand.
But we can't.
I understand it though. I understand. Completely reasonable.
Can't certify.
No one can come after Josh for this.
No. No comments from any of you. I have one other Pokechex that I can do.
God, don't ruin anyone else for me.
How about Wattrell? Did you
Wattrell's
encounter
fine.
The Wattrell?
Yeah, I'm not going to ever have a Wattrell on my team. I like it. It's cute. It's like a little zappy seabird.
I like it. A lot of these new designs are doing it for me, but then you get into their Pokedex entries
I think so
and
too.
It goes south.
I, I don't quite understand why everyone's so down on this game. I know that's unlike me. I usually like to pile on, but...
I know, if we're going against the grain.
I think even Kilowattrel's kind of cool.
Oh, I do too. And they're based on petrels, that the bird that's sick.
I don't know.
They're like seabirds.
Yeah,
big,
I like it.
Seabirds. And they're very like majestic. And Wattrel evolves into, what's it called? The Kilowattrel. little on the nose, electric.
But you think
flying.
This thing's problematic? You've got something problematic to sync it with?
Not problematic for the Pokemon. This is a follow-up to last week when we were covering how Paldeans eat the fronts of the teeth of the Capsakid. So the Pokedex for Wattrel says, these Pokemon make their nests on coastal cliffs. The nests have a strange crackling texture and they're a popular delicacy.
The nests?
So this is more of just like, what? Right.
Aren't nests just made out of like sticks and mud?
And it's like full of electricity. Like what's being eaten in the nest?
Like investigate this nest business. Yeah. Have we seen these nests in like the anime?
That's a good question. Let's look it up.
What's the other one called? I'll look up
Kilowattrel nest. Oh, wow. I don't see any nests, but the Wattrel in the anime is very, very cute.
Is it?
Even cuter.
No, I'm not seeing any nests either. I like want to get eyes on if I'm being served this dish at a restaurant, what is it? What's coming out to me on the plate? Is it a mud and stick
right.
nest?
Or is it like
that's like electrocutes me?
Do they use the nest to like put Kilowattrel's egg in it? The nest is like the aesthetic, or they're literally eating the nest.
I hate to speculate. Yeah, that freaks me out.
But my main thing was just like, what's the focus here in Paldea on so many Pokedex entries talk about like the Pokemon or things on the Pokemon getting eaten?
Well, I mean, maybe it's all tied up in like, because we're also like picking up like Pokemon shit all the time, you know, like literal like poop and
yeah, and we're making
like
sandwiches
and
like TMs out of them
from Pokemon, you know. So yeah. It's just a part of the culture here. I think it's like a real freegan society.
Yeah,
we use every part of the land.
It's interesting. It does add some more like regional flavor to it, I guess, so to speak. But hard to wrap my head around, you know. Bug catchers, if you want to let us know on our social channels, what do you know what's going on with these nests and what part is being eaten? Or is it an aesthetic thing?
We should ask our buds.
Let us know.
We should ask our buds at I Choose You.
Oh, we should ask I Choose You. They need to cover this if they haven't already.
Yeah.
I Choose You, the podcast. Yes.
Yeah, I think they would probably know what it tastes like.
They're the experts on this kind of thing. We'll have to defer to them and perhaps we'll follow up.
What's awaiting us? We have two things left to do. We have to, there's a big worm. There's going to be a worm hunt. Was that a song? Girl Fight, I think it was.
I don't know what.
Was there a song called Girl Fight?
What?
Yeah, by Brooke Valentine, Girl Fight. Remember that song?
No, I don't know any of the words you just
said. It's about to be a girl fight. We'll find it. It's Little John's in it and Big Boy. Brooke Valentine, 2005, Girl Fight.
Okay.
There's about to be a worm hunt.
Yeah.
Set to the tune of Brooke Valentine's 2005 hit, Girl Fight. There's about to be a worm hunt.
Hit seems like a generous term.
Little John was on it. Big Boy.
I know Lil John and I know Big Boy. But whatever, Brooke Valentine?
I don't know who that is. It was her song, though. It's a hit.
Okay.
There's about to be a worm hunt because we got report from Billy from Stranger Things. Season 3.
Okay.
Well, sorry, spoilers for season 3 of...
Yeah, can we still spoil Stranger Things? That window's closed.
That window's closed. Well, he's here
what
now.
What is it, 2 or 3 years between seasons? Like, how am I supposed
he's
to remember a damn thing?
He's here now in Paldea helping us quell these frenzied beasts. They're back, and we have to quell them. And the big one now is a big earthworm bendy bus train.
Out in the desert.
Called the Steel Titan.
Lurking Steel Titan.
You get out there, he's pretty easy to spot, honestly. I was on my way out. Oh God, I wish the things had better names because it's like, they're like, head out to Eastern area, Province 6 to fight the Steel Titan. And I opened up the map and I like...
It's north of Lavencia.
And I'm looking around and I spot it and I like put the little flag on it. And I'm like, there it is, like the lurking Steel Titan or whatever. And then I head out there and it's not a giant earthworm. It's like a big elephant, like a tusk. What are the tusk elephants called? Great Tusk. And I was like, surely this isn't it. This doesn't look like a worm at all.
No.
So I had to reopen the map, find Area Province.
Oh, you went to the wrong desert. You went to the western one. I saw that Great Tusk in the distance when I was over by that dark team base. Yeah.
I went up to it and like started to fight it and was like, all right, I guess this is like the lurking Steel Titan that I'm supposed to be going after this week. And it just absolutely decimated me. And I finally went and looked it up and it was like, oh, okay, I'm looking for a worm, not like whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
It was just no contest. Like it one-hitted everything in my crew. So.
Yeah, I think that one is a few levels ahead of where we quite a few
collected myself
of where we're at.
Lost all my materials, I guess, up until that point, as if that meant anything to me.
Oh god. Yeah.
And then made my way to the Eastern Desert where I took on Orthworm, which was considerably easier.
Orthworm.
Orthworm is steel type, right?
Just steel, yeah. Doesn't evolve.
Just pure steel. Yeah, I had Charcadet and clobbered it. It's a train, I guess. It's not a bus. I think of it. I like the little bendy bus part. It looks like a bus, but I think it's a train.
Yeah. Is it a train or a bus? Huh. Interesting.
Ultimately unimportant, but...
Ultimately unimportant. It could
subway
take
train.
Definitely a few hits.
Here's a Tanny's Facty. It's a subway train. According to the volunteers at Bulbapedia.
Well, I'm ashamed that I didn't get that. Because I take those. I know a lot about subway trains.
Yeah, look at you. Embarrassing. I chased this thing around for a little bit. I beat it with Char Cadet. We chased it into a cave where it tried to consume some...
Tried to get high.
Herba Mystica.
Herba Mystica.
And we killed it instead, took the Herba Mystica for ourselves. Billy used his on his old dog, which
Mabastiff.
The story just continues to just
Mabastiff again.
Shove a dagger in my heart every time. Mabastiff seems like it's feeling, or I don't know. Arden says Mabastiff seems like it's looking better, but it still looks pretty fucking awful to me.
It looks pretty rough. Yeah. Gonna need a lot more Herba Mystica.
Paridon, of course, ate my Herba Mystica sandwich and got a new power-up, which is just like, it jumps a little bit better now.
It just jumps
higher. Just fine, I guess.
I have put it to use a few times.
Yeah, it's useful. It's just like, it's not cool.
Sure. No.
And then we're off. Then we're empowered. We've got our new, we get our Titan badge from Arden, which it's like, I wish this guy had more confidence, because every time he's like, these are meaningless, by the way. It's like, don't tell me that. They have no meaning because you give them no meaning, Arden.
You invented this entire thing. So like, why don't you, pump me up about the fact that I have this badge.
I'm into it. I'm taking it. I'm into it. But then don't like shoot me down by being like, this means nothing. You suck. I just beat that fucking thing.
I know. And it's like, and he's diminishing these intimate moments we have. Having Herba Mystica in a cave and eating sandwiches and admiring each other's bodies. I know.
Just wait, makes me want you even more, Arden.
Oh, yeah. My boss stiff thinking about it.
While we're out here, I almost missed my you make me. Well, I think it's up for debate. And I'm actually interested to hear what you think of this Pokemon.
Okay.
After this break.
Good. Classic one.
Sorry for the late break, everyone. We almost forgot. I almost forgot. It's my responsibility, and I almost dropped the ball, but we did fit one in.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Bug Characters. Welcome back, Joshua, to Experience Share.
Hola.
It's a Pokemon podcast.
And Alola.
I am beelining with my new jumping abilities to Levincia.
And what'd you encounter on the way?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. Let's talk about it. I saw it at first and said, ooh. It was like that woman tasting the kombucha meme.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Where this little thing with slappy little cartoon feet came running up to me.
Yeah.
And I recoiled. I went, ugh. And then I went, oh. And then I got into a fight with it. I was like, ugh, I don't think I like it. Let's talk about my Tanner's on the fence make me barf Pokemon of the week, Toadschool. It's a land tentacool.
I hate that they, and I do not understand the logic behind their reasoning, that they have regional forms already. And then for some reason in this generation, they've started making it separate Pokemon rather than just making it a regional
form. Well, because it's now a grass ground. It's got an entirely different set, though, you know?
But it's still got tentacles.
It does look exactly like a tentacle.
Like the name would
but
still
work. But now it's got
work.
Slappy little feet. And I think it's the slappy little feet that I'm sort of like, that's what repels me.
See, I
can hear it. I can hear it running at me.
I like the slappy little feet. But I like that it runs around. And I caught one. And its Pokedex also says that it can run up to 30 miles per hour.
Jesus
Think about
Christ,
that.
That scares the hell
Running
out of
around
me.
30 miles per hour with those
I'm
things?
I'm tipping no. I'm tipping con on this thing.
That's a con for you?
I'm also looking at Toadschool. And Toadschool definitely looks drippy. That's mucusy, you know?
I mean, that's got to be based on some very poisonous mushroom, I presume. A wood ear mushroom.
That's a drippy guy. And that's not what I'm, that's not my vibe, as you know.
I would call that probably pretty eerie. It's like an Octorok in a Zelda.
Oh yeah, I don't like this mushroom I'm looking at either. This is not something that appeals to me.
The wood ear?
Wood jellyfish, it's called. Or a tree jellyfish. Ish, ish, ish.
Ooh, I really don't like the look of the wood ear mushroom.
I'm out. I'm out on, so, sorry, this is... The new segment,
Eject.
Tanner's On the Fence Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week, is actually canceled, and it's just a bog standard You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week. Toadschool.
See, you gotta, it's like Finizen. You gotta take into account,
you know,
the whole thing. It can't just be looks.
There's a whole context, you know? This is how Milkshake Duck happens.
I know.
You just see what you see, and you're fine with that.
Yeah, Toadschool got Milkshake Ducked.
Yeah.
Finizen, too.
Levincia, kind of a bustling coastal metropolis out here. A real technological wonder. This floating platform.
Yeah, it's like a Macau kind of a situation, it seems like.
Yeah, it is a little bit like that.
It's like a den of sin on the coast.
And there's a lot of vanity here. There's a lot of public exhibitions. As soon as we arrive, our rival, who's also our mentor.
Nimona?
Nimona.
Yeah, we haven't heard from her in a while.
She just wants to throw down. She's like, there's a public exhibition ring right here. Everyone's watching. You want to step up, kid?
A lot of exhibitionists in this town.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'll kick your ass right here. And I absolutely did. Handed her whole ass to her.
Yeah, she had a rock ruff, a palmy, and what's her stuff? Oh, she's got the cat in mind.
Oh, yeah, she's got the duck. The duck is mid-level now on hers, and it's not a good look anymore.
That's the ugly duckling phase.
Yeah. I mean, Floragato is like kind of sick. Like I'm going to be disappointed when Donna Baker evolves into the magician.
I know. It should have stopped with Floragato. If you're going to put it on two legs, Floragato is the way to do it.
Yeah. And then the other one, yours is just a mess.
It's so fun to say.
It's like Crocodile.
Crocolore?
I like it, but it's like, why? Why can't it just be a guy like the other two?
I mean, it's still kind of a guy for now. I mean, it looks like he's got a little hat and he's still on two legs, but he's about to go non-guy.
About to go non-guy big time.
Levencia, not much to do, really. It's similar to Mesa Goza, where, like, yeah, there's shops, but you,
it's like,
you
the
know,
same shit. And, like, it's just really your outfit.
I still haven't wrapped my head around what's going on with the boosts that the ice cream and the sandwiches and
absolutely
stuff
no idea.
Give to
and
you.
And also, I recognize that there's a whole store for it and a whole menu item for it. I have yet to try doing a picnic.
No, I haven't either. The NPCs will have them, and then I just go to their picnic and they heal me up. And it's like, okay, so why would I make my own picnic?
Yeah.
Even though I have like dozens of tomatoes and like mayonnaise bottles.
At any
and
point,
shit.
If you find like a small hill, you can definitely see like two Pokemon centers within Koridon sprinting distance. They're everywhere. They're like Starbucks out here.
Fire them up and jump around. You're there in like 10 seconds.
I appreciate it, but I bet like you haven't given me any incentive to engage with picnics yet, Pokemon.
No, I have not been up against the wall enough that I need to do that.
Levencia, the theme is she's a streamer.
Yeah, she's an influencer.
Iono.
Iono?
Yeah.
Iono.
She's like a teen influencer. And she wears like a big sweater, like Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Billie Eilish vibes is right. And then she's got like Magnemite.
Like cutie Magnemites. Is that like are those real Magnemites?
On her
is that
hair?
Like a variant of Magnemite? They're kind of cute. They got little like pink and blue magnets and like kawaii eyes.
I don't know that I would be, that Don Joey would be subscribing to her, but for like her audience, I think she's got a pretty good look.
I want those. Magnemites.
I want her big coat with the oversized sleeves too.
Yeah, that's cool.
So her challenge is she wants you to join her
stream. I'm deep in her page trying to figure out what these Magnemites are.
Well, I'm looking at my screenshots to determine this because I took a bunch here and there are from one screen to another a Magnemite on her head closes its eye or like looks happy. So they react based on what she's doing. So she closed her eyes and then the Magnemite did. And when they're open,
okay, here we go.
They both
this
are,
is
so.
God, Pokemon. Nice cop out. Iono is also this. Sorry, this is the volunteers at Pulpopedia. Iono is also accessorized with two hair clips that look like Magnemite, although they do not appear to be Pokemon. Described by Iono in her reveal trailer simply as fancy schmancy hair clips.
They're Neuralinked because they respond based on what she does.
Animate and move around on their own. That's all Pokemon Company had to say about it. They are hair clips that animate and move around on their own. No more questions.
Feels like there is a few disconnects.
Where do I buy them? Can I buy them in the store? Can I have Fjellibolt ones? You know?
Do they sell that at PokemonCenter.com?
Give them to me.
You would look good with those.
So yeah, her thing is she gets you on her stream and she makes you do Where's Waldo with director Caldwell.
Yeah, with
Caldwell.
Mr. Walksabout.
Yeah. How many?
And he,
like,
she says,
personas does this guy have?
She just found this guy walking down the street and then she snatched him up for this stream.
Isn't she a student here? Shouldn't she know who he is?
Actually, that reminds me.
He's Dumbledore.
There were a few people I encountered and like, what's going on with this academy? Like, does it have a grad school too? Because I met a guy who was like definitely like 50 and he was a student.
I thought she was a student. It's because isn't the jacket like a student jacket, a league club jacket?
Why don't you, weren't you already on her page? Does it say she's a student?
I'm trying to look, man. Like,
how could she be a student and also a gym leader? I don't think so.
I don't.
Iono Zone is the name of her show.
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we had to find, she zooms out in different areas of Levencia, and you have to spot Mr. Walksabout, a.k.a. Waldo, a.k.a. Clavel.
Yeah, and if you're playing on handheld, sometimes it's a little challenging.
It actually, like, the last two were pretty challenging, because I've only been playing on handheld, basically.
I think the visual quirks of this game are easy to ignore, so I'm mostly happy to ignore them. But at one point, I clicked on one of the Clavels, and, like, I thought I got it wrong because when it zoomed in on his, like, little face on the boat,
Yeah.
The like texture snapping didn't catch up in time. So it was just this like super low poly, like ugly face. And I was like, oh shit, I didn't get him. And then finally, like the texture snapped in. I was like, oh, okay, it is called Clavel.
Got him.
They're growing on me, these silly visual glitches that they like have assured us they're never going to fix.
Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, they're definitely never fixing any of this.
So then once you find Clavel, you have to do little battles with gym trainers between finding all the Waldos. But then once you're done, you head into Lavinia gym to take on Iono, who's got all electric type Pokemon, as you can imagine.
Let's talk about what we brought in there.
Okay. Level check.
In level check.
Who wants to go first? Because it sounds like your team is like wrecked.
There were some changes in the rabble rousers. Don Joey's, he ended up having some rabble rousers, and Don Joey is trying to have this like dignified, you know, knightly crew. And so a few of them got kicked out.
Oh, like
left on the side of the road.
Moral obligations or objections.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of like a lot of them were like taking each other down. Well, one of them, it was his own fault. Harold, the Squawkabilly, made it to level 30. They're all merely on ice. They could come back. They're knights errant.
Yeah.
You're not like fully banished. At least no one is fully banished at the moment. But they are all like, they need to go cool their heels down, you know, South Province for a while.
Yeah.
So Squawkabilly, he was making such a ruckus when we were trying to take down the Steel Titan that Earthworm could always find them. And so it took forever for them to finally be able to catch up to the Earthworm to fight it. And after that, it was like, look, like, you know, Don Joey says to Harold, like, you know, it's nice to have like a town crier, somebody who can announce our presence, but like you have to like cool it
too,
like,
much.
That was too much,
blowing up our spot a little.
So
bit,
you know? Like you're out. Maybe we'll talk again after you settle down. But Squawkabilly is out.
Okay. That's too bad.
We were running with a pretty interesting Pokemon, pretty interesting knight. Veluza. Did you see a Veluza?
No.
Maybe it's only in Violet. It's an 8-foot long psychic water type.
Veluza?
Yeah.
Whoa. No. I haven't spent much time near the coasts. Maybe that's why. It's pretty menacing.
I thought it was going to be like a sturgeon, but I guess it's a hake.
It's weird that it's water psychic when it looks like a it's out of steel.
Yeah, I was surprised it wasn't steel, and that's where it got its name. Its name was Ram. We thought maybe it would be good to have this like big thing that we could use to like ram our way into Team Star bases, for example.
Yeah.
But once the crew figured out that Veluza was not a steel type and it was just like a big fish, pretty much everyone was just trying to like fry it up and eat it.
Yeah.
In particular, Porcus, the Oinkalone. And so they kind of took each other down. It was like, we can't keep Oinkalone, Porcus away from the Veluza. And like, also pretty much everybody wants in on the eating this big fish. And like, you're all out. Like, get out of here. We don't have time for this drama. So Oinkalone and Veluza are also on ice.
Oh, wow. Just decimated.
What you were saying about the gunk makeup stuff with the Oinkalone, that didn't help either.
Hey, I just... You know, it's a burden almost. It's a curse to see these things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, but they manifest themselves to me. So, sorry.
Maybe we'll hear from them again, but for now they're on ice. And the rest of the crew remains Rouncy, Crocolor, level 34. The Duke, Pawmot now. Basically, just another bigger version of the last one, Pawmo.
Yeah, I'm not really impressed by Pawmo.
Again, more Pikachu in the face, less Pikachu in the rest of the body.
Called hands-on Pokemon. That issues me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's not great, but the Duke is the MVP right now. The electric fighting combo is really good.
Hands-on Pokemon is your MVP? That seems...
Getting hands-on.
It's a little...
In a good way?
Is there a good way?
If it's consensual.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't cancel the
Duke. I'm not. Just saying, I opened up the Bulbapedia page, the and Duke's I'm seeing married. That it's called Hands-On Pokemon. And that's hit.
The Duke's married to the Duchess.
Breaking Bad, you know?
And the Duchess Azumarill, level 29, is totally into it.
Okay.
It's all consensual. So, nothing to worry about there.
Perfect.
Palmot was level 35. Cookie, still Dolive, level 34. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no complaints.
Then we have two newcomers.
And they are?
Trish of Lavencia. Encountered a pretty interesting character who was in the ruins just south of Lavencia. Wielding this hammer, you know, Don Joey is like, great. Like, we definitely need somebody who has a hammer in this crew. Like, that makes a lot of sense.
And my hammer.
And now we just need somebody with an axe.
Well, do you have a bow and arrow?
No, we need a bow. We do. We need a ranged. We need a range unit.
Yeah.
Trish is a Tinkatink, was a Tinkatink. It's now Tinkatuff, level 25.
That's cool.
Yeah. Fairy steel. Fun combo. Yeah. Need a hammer. Gotta have a hammer.
Cool look. Is it a cool look? I don't know. I kind of like it.
I think I like it.
I liked it more that it's a Tinkatuff than I did when it was a baby.
Oh, agree. Yeah. I didn't love the baby as much as I like this middle Ev.
Yeah.
We're also not sure how much we like this new guy we picked up, Nimble. His name's Porter, because he's a porter. He's level 21. He was level 14 when we picked him up. And we're kind of like, you know, look, like, I'm not sure about your look. I'm not sure how valiant this Pokemon is going to be. But he was like, hey, I'll work my way up the ranks. Like, you know, I can hop around. You can just put some stuff on me and he'll tow it around. He's our porter. We'll see if it works out.
I ran into a friend of Nimble's, a relative of Nimble's, when I was...
Oh.
At some point, I accidentally climbed up a mountain and the Pokemon up there were far too strong for me. But I did run into a little guy called Lokix.
Oh, that's a relative?
Yeah, like an older relative of Nimble's.
Okay.
I thought Lokix was... really great. And I was like, I wish I could make more of a case for this being a dude because the look on this thing is hitting me right.
And so I suspect that is the evolution.
Yeah, you should check it out.
Of Nimble.
If you see one out, the Bulbapedia page.
No, I'm just wait until I get it
to
evolve.
The Bulbapedia page doesn't even do it justice. You got to wait and see it out in the world. It's like, or when yours evolves.
I hope that it's going to fit in the crew.
There's also that like spider ninja. Who's always like making the little like web garrotes.
Spidops, who was kicked out previously, but like could come back.
You
They're all nice.
Put together like a whole like dark ops team here. You could have your like upstanding knights, but then have your like spec ops team.
Yeah, you can tell that like Don Joey's figuring it out. Like he doesn't really know fully what he started off with like, oh, I like aesthetically cute Pokemon like in the crew.
Yeah.
But like, where do they end? We don't know. The idea of an expeditionary force is pretty clever.
It's a lot easier for Esteban Humano because he's not a Pokemon trainer. He's just hanging out with his buds.
Right. What kind of buds did he meet this week? Anything new?
His oldest friend, Donna Baker, Florigato, level 30. She wanted to go grab her car. So we did. Donna's car, Vroom, level 30.
Right.
And that's also my sweetie. I'll remind you.
A lot of horsepower on that thing.
Gregor Samsa, our Austria-Hungary
friend,
but beetle friend. He's got nowhere else to turn, so we just kept him around level 31. Shy Avery. Let's talk about Shy Avery, because what an interesting character Shy Avery is. Gimme Ghoul, level 31.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I kept noticing that Shy Avery only had two moves, Astonish and Tackle. Neither particularly good or useful moves.
No.
And I was like, it'd be nice to get some new moves on this thing. When does it learn some? No, it doesn't. It never learns new moves. You can train it some TMs, and if you can find the right TMs, it learns some okay TMs. So it's like a viable Pokemon.
Okay.
But really what you want to do is evolve it into its final form, which is Golden Ghoul.
The string cheese incident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which requires 999 Gimme Ghoul tokens, which is why I wanted to introduce a new segment called Gimme Ghoul Grab. So another thing you should know about Gimme Ghoul, Tanner's Facty.
Okay.
Gimme Ghoul has two forms. Treasure chest form, which is the catchable and battleable form and gimmighoul form. Mm-hmm. But every time you encounter its like little roaming form. Every time you encounter that, you just collect its coin and it runs away. You can have your own, but only in Pokemon Go?
You can have a roaming form in Pokemon Go?
Yeah. I didn't quite get to the bottom of that. I can't have it in the game.
Okay.
But let's talk about gimmighoul grab, because that's the important part. We have to collect 999 gimmighoul coins in order to evolve this thing into its true golden god form.
Mm-hmm. How you tracking?
I feel like I was doing pretty well. I was like, okay, 999, I got to be close. Maybe I'm at like 600. Like, it feels like that.
No, this is like finding the Korok seeds.
It feels like that. Like, I'm seeing them everywhere. I'm constantly finding them. Like, I'm constantly bumping into them. Now that we have Super Jump, like, they're up on cliffs everywhere. It's like, oh, okay. I must be in the 600s or 700s, right? I got to be close.
Sure.
I'm at 133.
Pathetic.
Of 999.
I'm not even trying it. I'm at 182.
Yeah.
Both far away, admittedly.
Yeah, neither doing well. But you're considerably further than me.
I climb all the towers, and the towers is where the chest form ones live. And when you capture or defeat them...
It takes so long to get up there.
But you get, like, I think at least 60 coins when you fight them or catch them.
I see.
And I've noticed that the random roaming form ones have started scaling. Like, I felt like in the very beginning of the game, they always gave you one. But I've gotten a few that I've found where now they've given me, like,
I have
four
noticed
or, like,
a
six.
Multiple, like, a, yeah, I'll get several at once.
So it seems to be ramping up. But, like, the tower ones are definitely where you would want to focus.
That's good to know.
Because I'm going, look, like, if I end up getting there and I'm definitely going to be trying, then I will go Golden Go. But I will be disappointed specifically if you do not do this.
Oh, I've got to. Like, I'm committed to this journey. So that's Shy Avery. Gimmighoul, level 31. And then
okay.
Lady Beth, Char Cadet. There was an unfortunate accident. Lady Beth and Sir Jean-Luc were doing LARPing. And someone brought a real bow and arrow and shot Sir Jean-Luc. He's okay. He's made out of metal.
Oh, God.
So he's in the hospital. He's not on the team anymore.
Is there going to be a trial?
Oh, pressing charges. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who brings a real bow and arrow to a LARP? He's like, I didn't understand.
I didn't know.
It's like, what do you mean you didn't
I thought
understand?
It was a rubber arrow.
He's like, I thought he'd be wearing armor. He's like, he is, but it's like an arrow can go through like leather armor.
Yeah. I mean, I presume they're not. I mean, I guess they seem pretty serious, but I didn't expect it was going to be like full metal. Steel armor.
I was out in the Eastern Province, and actually, you know what? I was climbing up the side of that mountain, and it was a little chilly, and someone had just abandoned a baby there.
Oh my God.
So I was like, this sucks. Whose baby is this? So I went and got the baby.
Not baby Kyle?
No, baby Kyle's an adult now and not on the team because he turned into a lizard.
Oh, right.
This is baby Margot. No relation to Margot Robbie, even though I know Margot Robbie famously plays a character who has a big hammer. This was just a baby named Baby Margot.
Oh, I see.
That had a rattle.
Uh-huh.
I fought the baby. I don't know. The baby was like put up a fight. Like, you know, babies are like that.
The baby wanted a fight. It's not like you provoked it.
I was like, come here, baby. It's like, you know, fighting and wrestling and stuff. So I fight the baby, catch it. And I add it to the team, Baby Margot. And as we're kind of going around together, Baby Margot evolves into Margot Pence. And again, no relation to former Vice President Mike Pence. Her name is just Margot Pence.
Okay.
And she's Tinkatuff.
Sure. Yeah. Relatively common name.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Level 29 Tinkatuff, Margot Pence. She was Baby Margot for a while. And then I was like, oh, I need to fit something in the remaining characters I have. What's a 5-letter last name? Ah.
That's obviously. So we got a couple of Tinkatuffs.
Mine's just a lady, though. And yours is like a subject of yours. It's kind of fucked up.
She could rise through the ranks. It's Trish of Lavencia.
Yeah. I wonder if she knows Margot.
Maybe.
Or Mike Pence. Margot doesn't know Mike Pence. They're not related.
But Trish of Lavencia could. I mean, she was living by ruins. She's been around for a long time. She's probably met a lot of people.
I absolutely smashed Iono. GG easy. It was actually my bug who did most of the work. Gregor Samsa.
Oh, really? Interesting.
He knows Dig, and Dig is like just kind of a nice move for blocking under. I think he was killed a couple times, and I had to revive him because I think I was a little underleveled for this gym, too.
I had no ground moves for her. So my main thing was just using, which is why he is the highest level on my team. My main thing was just using Palmot. Because their attacks would mostly be not very effective. And then I could use Brick Break.
Yeah, we should say she has a level 22 Wattrel, a level 23 Luxio, a level 23 Belly Bolt, who was going to be my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week, unfortunately. I wanted to like it. I liked the like materials they put out before the game came out. I was like, cool, it's like a new Poliwrath.
Delight.
But I don't like it. I think it's stupid.
You figured out the same thing that I did, which is that its eyes are the stupid, like, face from Nickelodeon.
I don't like it. Yeah.
On the front and not the big eyes.
And then she's got a terrestrialized Miss Magius, who was pretty easy. GGZ.
Yeah. That one was the toughest one for me. I think I don't even remember what I used against it, honestly, because I couldn't use Palmot there. She picked off a couple. She was the hardest one so far of the gym leaders, I guess.
Just got to get a little ground bug on your team. Sorry, a man who was transformed mysteriously overnight into a ground bug by forces that the narrator of the story is not compelled to explore.
Yep. Well, big, stinky guy like Gregor would not really fit in with the aesthetic that Don Joey is trying to cultivate.
Wow, you sound like a real rabble rouser in Austria-Hungary right now, you know? All right, Joshua, let's get out of here. I beat Iona. You beat Iona.
Yes, Iono.
So we're doing a lot. This is a lot every week.
It's a lot.
And we want to also get out to, what's it called? Ketamine Island?
Kitakame. The K-hole.
The K-hole. We want to go drop into the K-hole
and
explore out there a little bit. So we're going to slow down a little bit. We're going to head out to Kitakame next week.
We're going to do the field trip that Miss Breyer offered to us, and we're going to be splitting it up. We cannot comment quite yet whether or not we will be doing it back to back, but for next week, what we will be doing is the we will go to the K-hole and we will do the three signposts quests.
Just to whet our appetite for Ketamine Island, and then we'll make a call from there whether we want to stay out there and just keep riding that high, or if we want to come back and like get a little work done and revisit after the Elite Four.
Yes.
Or at some other point in the future.
Right. Which is why we have not been able to put out an episode guide yet, because like, we don't know.
The game's really throwing us a lot of curveballs.
You have to just listen and we'll just tell you where we're going.
Yeah.
And do it if you want.
Do it if you want.
You know? Or do whatever you want.
Life.
Don't go to the K-hole if you don't want
to. Let us dictate. We barely keep our own lives together.
Just keep listening to the damn show.
You shouldn't be following our advice.
No, it's a mess.
All right, Joshua, bug catchers, thank you for joining us. My name has been Orthring. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Fjelly Bolt. This has been Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and review podcasts. And do rate and review us at EXPSharePod on Threads, X, Instagram. That's it.
I guess that is it.
The streets via word of mouth.
WOM.
Yeah, WOM.
Get that WOM going. WOM is still the best way of getting people to listen to podcasts. So
yeah, WOM us, baby.
Please WOM us, and please check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can do level checks.
It doesn't even have to be anything complicated. You can literally just go out to the street and yell, "Experience Share the podcast." Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then just like vacate the area. No one's going to get mad at you. You're not going to get in trouble for that. I mean, unless you like yell it in a cop's face, but I wouldn't do that.
Oh, and also, I still got some stickers. If you shoot us like a DM on Instagram or X, the site formerly known as Twitter, you get some WOM going by papering the streets with some of our stickers.
Record a video of yourself yelling, "Experience Share the podcast" in a crowded street. Not in a threatening or scary way. Don't do that.
No,
please
in a good
don't do
way.
That.
You just don't do that. You could just DM us and we'll send you stickers.
Yeah.
If you do the screaming thing, don't tell us and don't take a video of it and don't post it.
Yeah,
anywhere.
And don't tag us. Yeah.
And the other way you can get some WOM going is buying some merch at expsharepod.com.
That's it.
It's good segues.
See you in Kame.
See you in the K-hole. Alola.
Alola. Tip tip cheerio.
Adios.
Yep. What's yours called? Uva?
Uva.
Uvios. Uvos.
Uvos. Uvos.
Does that sound?
Is that something?
I don't know. All right. Goodbye.
And smell you later.
Boy, stop.
It's about to be a girl fight.
Ooh, this song hits, man.
Okay, let me see if I know it.
Go like a little bit in. Go like a minute in.
Well, that's Lil Jon for sure.
And Big Boy, what is Big Boy doing on this track?
We about to throw them bows.
He's like a prestige rapper.
We about to swing them things.
He was just doing some wild shit in 2005.
I don't know Brooke Valentine, and I do not think I know what this song is.
That's a shame.
There she go, talking her mess.
Your life is emptier than mine.
I'm glad to know about this.
Yeah.
I'm excited to listen to the whole song after.